As we wrap up the Tuesday edition of The Daily, what I have here is a former UCLA defensive lineman, consensus first team all Pac-12, fifth in the Pac-12 in sacks per game, led all UCLA linemen with 30 tackles last season, a three-time state champion, two-time national champion in wrestling, which we'll talk about, a 2021 NFL draft prospect. That draft gets underway on April 29th. We are joined by Osa Odighizuwa. Osa, good to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm doing great, and it's good to have you on.
You did a great job on my name, by the way.
My man, I had to work that, you know? I had to work that, but I'm ready for you. I'm prepared.
Appreciate you.
All right, appreciate you, too.
Thank you.
So the draft is less than 4 weeks away. What has the draft evaluation and preparation process been like for you?
It's been good, you know? Just trying to have fun with it. A lot of meetings, interviews, and things like that. So just trying to continue to have fun with it, appreciate the process, and just treat it as a blessing it is, you know?
No, I get that. So when the process begins, for instance, when you get out of school and then you go down to Exos in Carlsbad, what's a typical day like for you at Exos?
So we will lift in the morning. We'll do speed work in the morning, and then we'll lift in the afternoon for an hour. And in between that, I get PT, do interviews, and just take care of myself that way, you know?
Oh, so let me ask you about
my business as far as like I said, doing interviews with teams or just stretching, whatever I need to do to get myself feeling as good as possible.
I got that. So I jumped in on you. Sorry about that. I was going to ask you about the weight room since you mentioned that. Like during your time at UCLA, you were named to the Athletics Annual Freaks List. Some of the numbers that were mentioned are jaw-dropping. You squat more than 700. You bench more than 420. You've got a 32-inch vert, 15% body fat. Let me ask you about the weight room numbers. Some guys love lifting. Other guys do it because it makes them better on the field. What's your personal relationship with the weight room? Do you love it, or is it just something you've got to get through and work you have to put in?
I love lifting. I'm 22 years old, and I've been lifting since I was 12. And I would have started lifting sooner, but my brothers didn't let me because they said it stunts your growth when you start lifting too young. So I've always loved to be strong and be a guy that's very muscular. And I see myself lifting even after I play football.
It's really interesting you say that because I'm fascinated by guys. When guys get out, when they've had to sacrifice and pay that price for so long, some guys are like, man, I've done the work. I'm not doing it anymore. But others, it's a lifestyle. It's what makes them feel good. It's good for their head. It's good for their body. So you've already made that decision. You'll always lift. Now, your older brother went through the process a couple of years back. What did you learn from watching him deal with this process?
Well, you know, I just learned to be able to make sure I'm mentally prepared for the stress that it takes, like that it comes with, you know what I mean? Just a long year, you know, a long rookie year, the most games that I've ever played in my life. So just being ready for that. So the best advice that he's told me is taking care of my body as far as like making sure my body's in good shape and it's going to be able to withstand all those games. And then just when I have a chance to unwind, that I should really take advantage of that so that I don't feel the stress. And it doesn't feel like such a long year, and it hasn't.
Got to recover. Osa Odighizuwa is joining us. Now, you recently had your pro day, and it's during a year when there is not a combine. So how did you go about approaching that pro day? What did you want to show everybody?
You know, I just wanted to show them that I'm an athletic guy. I'm an explosive guy. Just want to confirm what they see on tape, you know what I mean? And then any misconceptions that they have about me, I just want to make sure that they know those were purely misconceptions, you know what I mean? So just trying to display put my best foot forward in every aspect of the day.
So give me a misconception or two that people do not have right about you that you want to set the record straight on.
I mean, I had heard something about my finishing each play, so I just wanted to make sure with every drill that I did, I was finishing all the drills as hard as I possibly could, just to show them that that's in my DNA. That's something that you're going to get from me. Every rep is a good finish.
I'm going to give you a play that you did finish. There are a number of highlights from your career that we could talk about, but one definitely I want to hit on was that 51-yard fumble return for a TD against Washington back in 2017. You're breaking tackles. You're running away from dudes. What do you remember about that play, and what did it feel like to get in the end zone, and how is it?
It was great. You know, Looking back at the film, my teammate did a great job making a combo. I had some good blockers in front and behind me, so I only had to break like one tackle. So I feel like that was a great job. I was young at the time, so there was young guys in. So one of the guys, Greg Rogers, who was there, he forced the fumble, and I was just right place, right time, scooped it up, and just ran as fast as I could.
Showed some athletic ability.
It's a lot different running away from people than it is chasing people. You know what I mean?
Right. So what did that feel like, man? How gassed were you when you got to the end zone? Or did you feel great?
I felt great. I was pretty tired, though. I can't lie.
You were a young guy, man. You had to work on your stamina, and you're there. So you also said that Aaron Donald is somebody you look up to, somebody, and that obviously makes a lot of sense. When you watch him on tape, what are the things that jump out to you about what makes this guy so unique, and then maybe something that you might apply to your game watching him?
Just trying to get my hands and feet moving together as one unit. Everything that he does is very coordinated with his hands and feet. His footwork is elite. And that's why he's one of the best players. His hand fighting is amazing. And then just his activity from whistle to whistle. He's a very active guy. You never see him, like, taking plays off or anything like that. So I feel like just watching him and emulating that play style, a very high-motor guy who's very coordinated, I feel like that's what makes him so elite.
Well, so I mentioned off the very top that you had a great, great wrestling career. You were a three-time state champion in Oregon. You end your career with 131 straight wins. Like, how valuable has wrestling been to you in terms of understanding leverage and the use of your hands on the D-line?
It's very important, you know what I mean? I feel like I can always tell when a guy wrestles, or, like, if I didn't know, like Creed Humphreys, when I was going against him at the Senior Bowl, you know, that's a guy that's pretty good, and I, like, we were giving each other back and forth at the Senior Bowl. So when I heard that he wrestled afterwards, I was like, okay, that makes sense, you know what I mean? And then, you know, Kenny Clark is a guy who I look up to as well, a UCLA guy that I've been looking at for a while. And one of the reasons why he's so dominant and athletic at his size is because he wrestled in high school. His coordination and his hands are great. You know what I mean? He takes on those double teams. He has great leverage and pad level. And that's all stuff that translates over from wrestling. And even Aaron Donald wrestled in high school. So, you know, there's just examples upon examples that I could give you of guys that wrestled in high school and are excelling in football in the trenches.
So let me ask you this. Like, it's going to help in terms of leverage. It can help in the way you use your hands. Did wrestling help you from a standpoint of mindset? You're somebody who works a lot on your mindset. Did wrestling help with that?
Definitely. I feel like it helped me. It changed me a lot because it helped me build a positive mindset. So, you know, when you're doing things that are very hard and extremely tough, you got to be able to trick yourself into feeling good still. So that just helped me to be able to bring energy into a workout environment and be very positive and effective in a positive manner. You know what I mean? And I try and take that into the team, the locker room, all that, and just be positive as much as possible.
Osa, dude, you just said something. You just said something that really grabbed my attention. You said that when you're going into things that are really difficult, you need to trick yourself into being positive. This is coming from somebody who obviously thinks about mindset, works on mindset. How do you improve your mindset, and how do you trick yourself into thinking something really hard is something really positive?
I always try and find the silver lining. That's why I'm a big silver linings guy. So even if something's really hard, I just know, like, if I tough it out through this, I'm going to get better for it. So just the motivation and the desire to be great is something that I feel like motivates me a lot when it comes to doing hard things and can help me be positive about it, because I know it's like, man, it might suck right now, but on the back end of it is improvement. You know what I mean?
Dude, you obviously are somebody embracing the suck. So really quickly, are you reading up on that? Are you watching videos online? Who are the kind of guys that you look to? Who are your mentors or gurus when it comes to mindset?
I would say, like, one of the things that I still rely on, and one of the things I was introduced to in high school, was this book by Dave Schwartz, The Magic of Thinking Big. And we would listen to this part that said, thinking big starts with believing big. So, one, it has to start with your ambition, and your desires have to be big, and that helps you believe that you can go achieve things like that. And just starting with the ability to think about things that you want and visualize stuff like that, and just, if you can see it in your mind, that's something that you can believe is achievable. And then just always having positive thoughts, you know what I mean? They talk about Mr. Triumph and Mr. Defeat in the book, And that's something that I still talk about to this day. So if you're always saying positive things, you're going to internalize that. And vice versa, if you're always saying negative things, you're going to internalize that. So whichever one you decide to be is which one is, you know what I mean, is going to have the most effect on your life. So you want to be Mr. Triumph. You want to be talking about positive things and saying positive things all the time and always looking for that silver lining and always trying to find that positive spin that you can put on anything. You know what I mean?
Preach. It's a choice. And you know what I love about that? That's an old school book now. That is an old school book. Like, you found that book. That book was written like in the 50s. Some of you are more impressed. All right, so finally,
that
what
was my wrestling coach, Ron Holyoke, was the one that introduced the team to it. And, you know, it wasn't just me that was successful, even though I did have a lot of success individually. Our wrestling team was very successful, too. And that's why I'd say was because of our mindset. We were very positive and we had good energy in the way we approached our practice and everything, you know?
For sure. In fact, I would even tell you that when I was your age, and I'm a middle-aged dude now, when I was your age, I read that book, and that book resonated with me too. Have you allowed yourself to think about what it's going to feel like to hear your name called and then find out where you're going to live and work?
Yeah. You know, if you can see it in your mind, you can make it happen.
No doubt. You got to visualize these great things. Osa Odighizuwa, former UCLA D lineman, a consensus first teamer in the Pac-12, and he's getting ready for the NFL draft. That's how you close the show. Osa, listen, great to have you on. Nice to meet you. Good luck with all that. And as soon as you find out where you're going to live and where you're going to work, I'm going to find you again. We'll get caught up.
Thank you. Yeah, sounds good.
Appreciate it, man. Good job. Well done. I love hearing stories about young guys like that that are that locked in.